Shogar, I don't think anyone's underappreciating Connor McDavid's season, but maybe Leon Draisaitl's. The guy's got 75 points in 50 games, and no one's even talking about it. Like, he's on pace for 120 points in a regular season.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts, hey? Like, it's just mind-numbing. I don't even know what to say about it anymore. Like, we've been talking about how great he is year after year after year, and he's just been getting better year after year after year here. So, I mean, yeah.
Shogar, I got to ask you, though. Were you watching what happened here? I got the TV on, so maybe you weren't. Did you see the opening face-off tonight at MSG?
No,
line brawl.
So
line brawl.
What was the
well,
deal?
I shouldn't say line brawl. Three fights, not all five, but three tillies to start the game.
Tom Wilson?
Yeah, Wilson was one. Hathaway. No one grabbed Chara, of course. Smart.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, like the
so
Rangers really
fight.
You know what? I couldn't even see.
Okay.
So I'll double check on who.
What
it
a
was
mess! The NHL made a mess of this one, buddy. I'm not sure. I don't know where you've stood on this whole thing, but their thought process and decision making on this one was ridiculous to me. Just so silly to not suspend him at all.
And actually, you know what? I apologize. I got Hathaway mixed up with Wilson. It was Hathaway and DiGiuseppe. It was Hagelin and Blackwell and Nick Dowd and Kevin Rooney. So it's funny. Not really heavyweight guys, right, at all, because the Rangers really don't have any of those guys. Like, I thought you could have given Wilson a game because that's who they played the next game. The action, I didn't think it was like it was a hip toss of a wrestling move on a guy who jumped him and he hip tossed him. Like in the Tom Wilson world, or really in the NHL, like we see wrestling matches. Like we saw one last night, guy loses his helmet. There's a little, you know, Crosby's pushing Konechny's face into the ice. You know, This happens more than usual, but I understand why it's Tom Wilson. I understand they're playing.
He's
the next
fighting
night.
Right now. Hey, Wilson's fighting right now.
He could have done it.
Oh, yeah. He just got hit hard.
Oh, hey.
Smith's fighting with him.
Yeah, Brendan Smith's tough. I told Stratty that. Brendan Smith, his brother Rory, might be the toughest guy in the NLL, man. Like, they know how to chuck him. Brendan Smith's no joke when it comes to fisticuffs.
Listen, I completely disagree that that was just simply a hip toss slash wrestling maneuver. I completely disagree. As players out there, you know when you have a guy in a vulnerable position. The NHL has acknowledged in recent years that players are at greater danger in fights when their helmets are off. And when a guy is standing there with no helmet on and you pull that move on him, that is intent to injure. That's reckless, and it's intent to injure. The fact that Panarin had no lid made that incredibly dangerous, and that gave the NHL all the ammunition they needed to suspend him because of how dangerous that was with no helmet. And they completely blew it. And I'm not one of these guys that's saying he should have been suspended, you know, all playoffs into next year or anything like that. Just ridiculous.
But Shogar, like, they just showed the replay.
I don't know, I'm watching it.
Panarin's helmet's on when Wilson grabs him, and as he throws him down, his helmet falls off while he's in the motion of throwing him down. It wasn't like his helmet was off first. No, I just watched it again.
It wasn't on his head. Like, Tom Wilson was staring at a guy with no helmet. It was off the back of his head and then fell off. But it's just, I don't know. Buddy, this guy has a history. It was a highly aggressive maneuver, putting a guy in a really dangerous, vulnerable spot. There was an injury. Like, yeah, they missed an opportunity. They absolutely should have suspended him. And it's silly that they didn't. Now, I don't agree with the New York Rangers saying George Parros needs to be removed. I think that's ridiculous of them to say. I think if you want to say we're disappointed and we completely disagree with the NHL and we fully, we fully believe there should have been a suspension and we're furious, but enough of this cancel culture garbage where everybody's got to get fired if someone disagrees with anything they've done. Like, enough of that crap.
Oh,
it's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that a National Hockey League team would allow itself to dip into that cancel culture BS. So that, to me, is just, that's a really frustrating thing that's going on in the world right now. Voice your displeasure. Stop talking about firing one another. Like, enough is enough with this.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was me. That was my venting.
Dude, I'm so with you. I can't. They have a different opinion than me. They should lose their job. Give me a break. But here's the thing. I'm actually surprised that the Rangers haven't been fined yet, considering what the Sharks got fined for what they said back.
Well, who made the statement? Who was the statement from? Because everybody just got fired. Like, who made the statement?
Yeah, well, Frank reported that Gordon and then Davidson, they didn't agree with it.
Themselves from it? So who did it then? How did that statement get made if those two don't sanction it?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Dolan, maybe the owner? I don't know.
I don't know how that happens without those two okaying it. So I don't know, man. Just a bizarre. I think the NHL blew it. I think the Rangers had every right to voice their displeasure and their frustration. But calling for George Parros to be fired in a statement, like, enough is enough with this. Everybody that, you know, like, people act like, you know, like, they get to be judge, jury, and executioner on people's careers because maybe they've made a mistake somewhere along the way, or maybe they've, like, everybody needs to take a breath, take time, evaluate. It's just, it drives me nuts. Anyway, enough. Let's move on. Talk about something else because I was bored.
Sure, I love you. Getting fired up, buddy. It's great.
This has been a frustration of mine for a while, and I generally stay quiet on this kind of stuff, but cancel culture to me, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us, especially in the grand picture. Like, so Tom Wilson could have got a game, didn't get a game. Whatever. It doesn't mean the guy gets fired over it. The Edmonton Oilers, no one's getting fired, I would think, anytime soon in their organization. They qualified for the playoffs. They've secured second place. Well, they need 1 point. They're going to secure second place for sure. The game last night, you know, obviously didn't start very well, but really that game was never in doubt. Even when it was 1-0, the Oilers were out chancing. They didn't give up much. Vancouver's just not a very good team at all. So what do you take of these next two games other than the, like, is it really just, you know, I loved Leon Draisaitl's honesty in his post-period interview. Yeah, we want this for the team. We want to get this for Connor McDavid. Like, that's really what these two games are about. Stay healthy and then maybe try to get ready against the Montreal games, because Vancouver, like, they're not even close to an NHL team, like a competitive NHL team right now.
Do you think that Dave Tippett would have left McDavid and Draisaitl together for the rest of the year? Like, do you think it's his intention to do that, to run it out with those two playing together? Or do you think that it's McDavid's best chance to hit 100, and until he gets him there, he's absolutely leaving him on Draisaitl's line until he either gets there or doesn't?
I think it's the latter, 100%. I think you can play him there against Vancouver, but when you, I think, Shogger, we're going to see Tippett get lots of guys in. I said it 2 weeks ago. Bouchard was going to play this week. I expect him to play one of these other two games at home for sure. But then when you get to the Montreal games, I think we're going to see line combinations and defensive pairs that they think are going to be their playoff ones.
But do you think they'll split them? He'll split them up against Montreal?
I mean,
they haven't
both
produced
games,
much
but
against
one of them,
right?
Yeah. Well, McDavid had 6 points his last two games against Montreal.
Right, but earlier in the year when Montreal had the formula down, you know, it was they've done a good job of shutting those two down at times this year. So I don't know if he'll play them together or apart, or I'm not sure what he'll do.
Yeah.
The Nugent Hopkins line has to be giving him a little more confidence, though, to keep those guys together, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, like, you look at, hey, I know the Cahoon, Yamamoto, Nuge, they played very well against Vancouver. But Vancouver's not close to Montreal or Toronto. So maybe he tries them for a game against them to see what it looks like. I don't know, like, I just look at the size. I just don't see that as a playoff line. That's all.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been good the last couple of games. You're right to sort of, you know, you got to be mindful of the competition and say, okay, was that, how much do you want to read into that? But at the same time, you can't ignore another scrap. You can't ignore what's going on right in front of you, you know, with a line like that. When they're playing well and they seem to be developing chemistry and it's going well, like, you can't ignore that either. So you can't just write it off because it happens to be Vancouver. I think if it looks like there's something there, you know, you got to let it play out a little bit, and he needs to know what his options are going to be in the playoffs and if that's going to be a reliable line or if it was just a game or two. So, I think it's good. You know, I think it's been a good line for a couple of games, and it's something that they can just – something that they can maybe go to in a pinch if they need to.
Ryan Rashog.
That was Betetto and Raffle?
Potato and Raffle, right?
Yeah, so you got, everyone's getting into it.
You got lots of guys here who...
We have a penalty box.
Yeah. Lots. Of, now we got another one right off the next face-off, too. So now it's Ryan Strome.
And you know what? This is George... Like, I say this with all due respect. George Parros could have prevented this. This did not have to happen this way.
So let's say Tom Wilson sat out one game. Do you think none of this would have happened?
Wouldn't have been nearly like this.
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been some scraps, but it wouldn't be anything like what we're seeing right now. I mean, this is the New York Rangers sending a message to the Capitals, but it's the New York Rangers sending a message to the National Hockey League, too, that if you aren't going to take care of our guys and if you aren't going to do your job and you know, this isn't a league anymore where there's all kinds of big heavyweights skating around anymore and the policing is different, but this still exists in the game. Teams have generally said, we'll let the league take care of things for the most part, but when the league doesn't, this is what they get. Like, this is a direct result of what happened. How many fights we're seeing here is the New York Rangers basically, this is like, you know, this is a middle finger to the Washington Capitals, but it's also, you know, it's a significant message to the National Hockey League as well, that, like, you know, you're not going to look after these things, we'll look after them ourselves. And I bet we see more tonight, you know, and this could have been looked after. Like, had George Parros just simply, you know, just err on the side of taking care of it. Like, why would you err on this? Like, what in what universe do you need to make sure you're being overly fair to Tom Wilson? Like, on what planet, if it's even close, do you go, yeah, you know what, we got to do right by him? Like, are you kidding me? It's just ridiculous that they didn't come up with something in this situation. So, it is what it is. Here we go. Maybe more scraps.
And hey, Shogger, guess what? I'm sure all these people are turning off their TVs right now because they're so, I gotta walk away.
I don't mind. Like, I don't hate it. Whatever, man. Like, it's, I'm not offended or insulted by this. I understand exactly why this is happening. And people, like, I see people talking about the code and does it exist or how does it exist. It absolutely, there is still a set of rules and they've changed and it's been adjusted over the years. But everything we're seeing right now is directly as a result of it. And, you know, people can think that it's silly or ridiculous or whatever. These guys play a highly violent game. And when you play a highly violent game, there needs to be some respect among gentlemen. And when there isn't, order needs to be restored. And we're seeing order being restored here tonight because the National Hockey League chose not to.
Shogger, I love it when you bring the passion. Awesome. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, pal.